12712, Sierra Village, seek variances from the separation distance requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Delaware Avenue, Lot J73, within the Sierra Village Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 20073 Delaware Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. Tax parcel is District 334, MAP 13, parcel 310, Unit 3435. The applicant is seeking a 3.1-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed manufactured home to the existing manufactured home on J75. A 5.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed manufactured home to the existing landing on Lot J75. A 5.6-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed HVAC to the existing manufactured home on Lot J75. 7.3-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed manufactured home to the existing landing on Lot J75. The proposed HVAC will comply, and the proposed landings that are shown will also comply with the code.
Again, this is case 12712.
And just for the record state, Ms. Amy Bennett has been sworn in to testify previously this evening, and she's here to testify now.
Thank you. Okay. In regards to the uniqueness of the property, this lot is uniquely narrow. Dimensions of the lot create placing the manufactured home and maintaining minimum separation between the homes and accessory structures a challenge. This lot was laid out with others in the community in the 1960s, and the lot sizes are small in comparison with the size of a modern manufactured home. I've selected standard-sized floor plan for this home that is comparable with other new homes in the community, but I'm unable to place it on the lot with the required setbacks. The narrow shape of the lot makes it difficult to place a new manufactured home on the property consistent with others in the neighborhood while still being in compliance with Sussex County zoning codes. That the land cannot be otherwise developed due to the uniqueness of the property, and the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County zoning code. I propose the placement of a normal-width-sized manufactured home that is consistent with other homes in the community, and a standard-sized shed that is consistent with other new homes in the community, but I'm unable to do so without violating the separation distance requirements between neighboring manufactured homes and accessory structures. The variances are necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. That the circumstances were not created by the applicant, the exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant, as the property is quite narrow, which greatly limits the buildable area thereof. The neighboring lots are also narrow, causing development of nearby lots to be nearer to the lot lines and neighboring homes. It appears impossible to place a home on the property without violating the separation distance requirements, and the exceptional practical difficulty was created by the unique conditions of the property and the development of the adjacent lots. That the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use and development of the adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare thereof. We're seeking this variance to add conformity to the community and to modernize homes within the community, which will subsequently add to the value and prove the characteristics of the community and the neighborhood. And lastly, that the variances sought are the minimum variances necessary to afford relief, and the variance requested represent the least modifications possible of the regulations at issue. The home is the narrowest available and minimizes the need for the variances on this property. And then, looking at this survey, all of the variances are on the backside of the home in relation to the neighboring home being built out. If we were to move the placement of the home over, we would require variances on the other side, so it's one or the other.
And again, this is a larger, this is a 16?
16 by 66 box.
On this site plan, it appears that they show the old the old home, is that, am I reading that correctly? In that, that lighter shade there?
Correct. It does appear that it's showing that.
So the new proposed dwelling is going to be closer, further away from the edge of the property line than the old one?
Correct. We did place it to try to minimize the number of variances and to maximize conformity.
So this lot's almost 39 feet wide, and you have 16 foot wide.
Correct.
Building. Proposed dwelling.
Mr. Sharp? What did the neighbors say about this same?
Well, the home that was there prior was uninhabitable, so I would imagine that they would be happy. We haven't had any complaints.
And I presume this is the smallest model I think you said that you could obtain?
At this time.
So you think, would you say this would be an enhancement to the neighborhood maybe?
Absolutely.
Considering what was there?
Absolutely.
Board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12712? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12712? Operator?
At this time, there are currently no one on the line.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12712 for Sierra Village for the requested variances. Property has unique physical conditions, which require the variance. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Kars?
Aye for my reason.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 12712 has been approved.
Yeah.
Next up.